advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am.
Who's that?
Sofa King. Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Fucking garbage ass bell over there.
It's very finicky.
Yeah.
It didn't work?
I keep going to touch the bass to stabilize it, but then I accidentally touch the top
and mute
it.
Yeah. That's so just technique, man.
It's not a garbage ass bell, it's a garbage ass Dave.
It's like landing on the fret, you know?
No, it's the bell.
No. It looks finely made to me.
It is indeed.
Yeah. It's exquisite.
Pewter from China.
Robust. I like that word. Use it again. Yeah. Always looking for an excuse to use robust.
Really?
I don't know. I used it for Gacy's chest last week.
When we're riding in the hook and it, robust. Yeah, that's what we, and you're, what position are you riding in? You're riding robust when you're over the chest.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good broth could be robust.
Yeah.
You know?
A broth could be robust.
See? Yeah.
Now, coffee could be robust.
Robust. Yeah. Pasta.
A nice robust coffee.
Yeah.
I got a couple accessories for my Instant Pot. So I got like a crazy thing that holds like eggs. So you can like stack eggs in there, like a crazy carousel thing. And then you set it into the Instant Pot and it makes hard-boiled eggs in like fucking 5 minutes that like perfectly peel.
See, I would use the Instant Pot, but the name is so bad.
What is an Instant Pot?
It's like a crock pot.
Pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker. Yeah.
But the crock pot is a horrible name too, which is one of the reasons I don't like it.
It is. Yeah.
Because it's a crock of shit.
I'm going to take a crock over the pot. Yeah.
And then the Instant Pot, Instapot.
You don't have to buy that brand though. That's just that brand.
I know, but you ruined it for me.
They all make them. Everybody has it. Crockpot has one, but not that it makes it any better. But
doesn't Crockpot to you, like you put your food in the morning, right? And you let it go all day. You come home, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it always have a weird aftertaste or flavor or smell to it?
I don't think so.
Always does. Anybody's I've ever eaten always has the crock pot.
The cool thing
flavor.
About the Instant Pot thing is that it's just like a crock pot, except for like you can make chili verde in 35 minutes instead of 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I bought like one of those Pappy seasoned pork loins that's like wrapped in butcher paper.
Yeah. Can't eat it.
I dropped it in there and then I put 2 cans of Ratel, like garlic, red onions, cilantro, and triple X. And then you just put a little bit of water, put the lid on.
What do you mean?
Fucking hit
what do you
meat.
Mean triple X?
Oh, El Yucateco.
El Yucateco.
Yes. So that's I put nice. Some triple X El Yucateco on there.
I know.
I forgot to talk about something too. We're supposed to draw the winner from Twitter, or not from Twitter, from Reddit. I don't know if you did.
What?
I posted that we were going to pull the El Yucateco winner from Reddit, from our normal
Guess what?
Source.
I didn't pick anybody. Nobody.
Well, we'll look in there. And
nobody.
Look. Well, because there was supposed to be a Reddit.
Oh, because there was no comments on the post.
Mm. No?
No.
There was wow.
There was two comments.
I say we take someone's prize away
there
somehow.
There were two.
Do that?
There were two
someone
comments.
Someone mail it back.
Listen.
I'm listening.
There were two comments. Jeanette Rickard was one of them. And the other one, apparently, the person had blocked me maybe because there was no other comment. So.
That's.
I don't know why I get blocked. I guess. I don't know. I guess you don't. I don't know. I don't post that much.
Someone screamed hot sack. Let's see. I don't know how to use Reddit very well.
Oh, you pick them then.
Here, look.
You pick one.
I'm lost on Reddit, honestly. I've been trying.
Scroll down. There's comments.
I know, but I don't even know if I'm in the right spot, to be honest. I'm like a little bit lost in there.
Who posted the post?
Me.
And go under that post.
I was the postest with the mostest. Yeah, but Dave's like, he lives on Reddit.
Yeah, but this is a weird interface.
It is.
You're not using the Reddit app?
Well, that's the app, yeah. You don't use the app?
I do, but it doesn't look anything like this.
That's weird. We pretty much
have the
same
Apple
phone.
One. Dave, you have the iPhone one.
He does? No. Yeah. How would he have the iPhone one?
Because I set it up that way.
Yeah.
I made it where he bought an Android thinking he was going to get Android things, but he only gets iPhone apps on it.
It's a curse.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going with the booze.
Oh. Yeah. They made
For
a drink.
Sure.
Okay. Who is it?
High Times with Killa.
I bet you that's Jeanette Rickard.
That's dope.
Probably. Yep, that is. That is. Yeah.
It has booze. Well, that's the one. She did it on both.
She double posted it. Yeah.
Cool. That's dope.
There you go.
Yep.
You win.
And if it's not, then you win, Jeanette.
Yeah. Lady Shark. Lady Shark wins. That'd be funny if it wasn't her. High Times Killa. This seems like a real Lady Shark post.
It is.
I don't know. If we're wrong, both people get a prize. That's it.
All right.
But the Chili Verde came out like fucking amazing. And it took like 35 minutes.
It had crockpot flavor though.
I don't know what you're talking about. Crockpot flavor. What's the flavor that you taste?
I don't know, man.
This shit tastes
like
ceramic.
No.
If it, by it has, crockpot flavor you mean delicious, then yes.
That's not it. I don't know. It has. I'm sure there's got to be somebody out there that
I think I kind of know what you're saying. I think there's a,
it's not necessarily a bad flavor, but it's just, not a good flavor. But it's like if you made a dish in the stove. Like some sort of something stew, right? And you made it on the stove in a pot and you fuck put it together and you made it. And then you made the same thing in the crock pot. It would taste different.
Here's the thing I'm going to say though. Like I agree. I do agree with that. I think it took me a while to get my head around it because it's a subtle thing. It only happens with meat.
That's what I was trying to think. What is Dave crockpotting?
You're right. You're right.
I crockpot constantly.
Yeah, because if you did gravy, you can warm gravy, right. Nacho cheese.
There's something.
Yeah,
there's like
stuff
a
like
texture.
That. There's something weird with it.
The meat
is
weird in a crockpot.
Well, because you've cooked it for a long period of time, so it is completely different. Like if I barbecued that pork loin, that's a completely different thing. In 35 minutes, it was just shredded. Like you open it and the texture, like it breaks it down.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it was like pulled
pork. Saying that, I don't know about that, but I'm saying like.
I do agree. I agree with that because I usually make soups and various, you know.
Yeah, my wife would be like, we're gonna do crock pot. And I'm like,
it just makes it so easy, though. I mean, I'm not even doing it before because I'm like dragging ass trying to get to work. I'm doing stuff in the morning. I'm not trying to get up an extra whatever minutes. You just drop it in there, put that lid on, press that button, and walk away.
Yeah,
like
I don't know,
it's badass.
It's like rice cooker, you know.
You can cook. Someone said you can make like fucking cakes in there, brownie, yogurt, all kinds of weird
shit. Stop it.
I'm not
just
doing that.
Just making like a normal person. Yeah.
I'm doing whatever I would do in a crock pot.
15 minutes or whatever. Like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just using it like a normal crock pot, but way faster.
Serious? Are you that fucking, are you that fucking lazy? Yeah. You're putting your cake
like
in a fucking Instant Pot?
People tell me, you get perfect baked potatoes. Yeah. You just wrap them up in foil and put them in the crock pot and you just leave it there for, you know, 12 hours and come back and you have baked potatoes. And it's like, I could also fucking bake them.
Yeah.
You can make a baked potato in the microwave. 30 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like no
put that place. Shit in a plastic bag with a little bit of water. Yeah. Fucking goes a long way.
I like the plastic bag thing. You can make those omelets or whatever where you like put eggs, cheese, and bacon in like a Ziploc and then you drop it in the microwave.
Nope.
And it
makes, I don't eat microwave eggs.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's fucking weird.
They don't eat eggs.
Yeah.
But
even putting the plastic bag on the potato weirds me out. I don't do that.
Yeah. Just like a thick plastic bag.
Like, I mean, I understand.
It doesn't
like,
melt the bag.
Like, if you live in a dorm,
to your eyes, some molecular shit's going down for sure.
Oh, no.
If you live in a dorm, then go ahead and microwave your eggs and baked potato in a crock pot and whatever.
Yeah,
if you live in a kitchen like a regular fucking person, give me a break.
If you're not an idiot in school,
you're not saving any time cooking the eggs in a microwave than you would in a fucking pan.
I could cook eggs in a pan so fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're like better.
No savings there.
Yeah. There's few things I'm okay with the microwave being involved, but that plastic on a potato, I feel like it's like there's some PCB weird ass fucking china on.
Do you heat
potato.
Things in a microwave in plastic?
Not usually. No. I mean, my meal prep stuff, well, that's like out of that one necessity. Normally I would have a glass bowl or something.
Weird.
I was going to do that. You know?
Anyway, Dave Appis has a question.
Oh,
He's a, isn't the bee guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a joke for us.
Okay.
Anyway, he was born with only one eye, went to China and got China eyes.
Okay.
So it's true. They really do give you China eyes.
Well, I believe it now. So, if he's
And he's closer. He's from the UK.
Right.
Somewhere over there, Horse Teeth area. I think he lives in Horse Teethville. Somewhere over there. But so he says, he has this joke. I kind of thought it was funny, but I don't know. So a Mexican, white, and a black bee fly into a bar.
I like it already.
The Mexican bee orders a shot of tequila. The white bee orders a glass of milk. And the black bee gets a glass of Hennessy. What's wrong with this picture?
It's racist? I don't know. What?
No, the black bee should have got the milk because his name is Toby.
I have no idea what's going on.
Uh, That's a good joke, Dave. I thought from Roots. You never seen Roots? Kunta Kinte, Toby.
No. We like smoke?
No. No.
Oh, I don't know.
You need to go watch Roots.
You need to watch Roots.
Jesus Christ.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah, the band.
LeVar Burton, Kunta Kinte.
Nope. Yeah, Kunta Kinte.
I don't know. Yeah.
Your name's Toby, boy.
We weren't allowed to watch that in my neighborhood. Yeah.
You weren't? Oh, you couldn't watch that in my neighborhood? Wow. They only could watch Django. Yeah. It.
So we have a bourbon to try. It is Preacher's Pardoned Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey. It is brought to us by the one and only Joe Falcon.
He hooked it up. The gifts just keep
really
on coming.
Hooked it up. He's really.
I have actually, a bottle of tequila really sitting here. Yeah.
And that's a replacement bottle.
Correct? It is a replacement bottle. The other one blew up in the trunk.
You were like five bottles deep in a boxing bell. Hmm.
Ooh, that one's sharp.
Cinnamony.
What does it claim? It's mellow though. It's not like overpowering.
It didn't burn. It didn't burn like, you know how some of them burn your esophagus as it goes down.
Right.
It burned the tip of my tongue. Like right when it hit like, my mouth, cinnamon. It burned.
It's like a,
and then it was smooth right after that.
Cinnamony, caramely. Is
it weird?
Is it hot on its percentage?
It kind of does have
the motto on here is, "Oh how grandly he preached perfection," and it has a guy like praising God.
Preacher, yeah. What's the alcohol percentage? It tastes like it's hotter than normal.
It's 40, probably.
45, 90 proof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is good. It's very smooth. Thank you, Joe Falcon.
Thank you, indeed.
Yeah, I was thinking it was so sharp when it hit the lip and the tongues.
I was waiting for it to
I thought it was going
to
be all the way down. Yeah, it was pretty smooth.
For a second, I thought it made me think about peanut butter, but then I realized I'm just always thinking about peanut butter.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird how all these different whiskeys, I mean,
can have a subtle difference.
Yeah, they're so different. Like,
or not subtle.
Yeah.
Like they can be wildly
huge.
Different.
Yeah. It's like the same thing. And then it's like just something totally different.
Yeah.
I did the clank with Dustin McCrawley's Powers. That stuff's really good.
It is really good.
Yeah.
Don't trust you.
A little dent in it now.
Mm. So our Teco?
Skull Member of the Month.
Yeah.
September is Gaysa Lycos still. Yeah. So she stole her first car when she was 12. It looked like a scene from Grand Theft Auto. You know, she probably grabbed somebody, threw him out.
Yeah.
You know, I guess there's footage of it on YouTube. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to look it up.
I wonder if she beat up a hooker.
She could have. But look at her now. She's stealing cars and loving life.
Yeah.
This is a testament to do what you love. And you will love what you're doing.
That's right. That's right.
So thank you. Thank you, guys.
And it's hard to do GTAs in Germany because it turns into like fucking, it's like all small cars and weird streets. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
It like turns into some like 60s action movie.
A lot of circles.
Yeah.
A lot of circles.
It's like a James Bond.
You get on the Autobahn though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Get on the Autobahn and put it all out
there. No speed limit, yeah.
No speed limit.
So they say.
Yeah.
Well, the limit of your car.
Yes.
I wonder how many people really do it, though. I bet people go 100.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But I doubt
much
driving
more Ferraris and shit over there.
I mean, there's
though.
Probably some short spurts where they're like, I'm going to check my car out. But like for regular transportation, I don't think they're going too much over 100.
Yeah.
Shit gets squirrely no matter what kind of car you're in.
I'm sure if
they're all German sports cars,
if you lived in Europe and you got some hot shit car that you really want, like, you're going to do it. Like you're gonna get
fast.
You're gonna get on the Autobahn and you're gonna see.
I got pulled over at 102, but it was in a Mazda B2000 fucking pickup.
That's fast.
That's fast.
How'd it go
that
fast?
It was. I don't know. I got pulled over though.
And
I almost went to jail. Yeah. Like when it was late. I was
doing 102 in a 25 zone with kids. Kids around.
It was late at night. It was on my way to Tehachapi. My friend ran out of gas and I drove to go meet him. And so I was coming back on like the 58 or some shit. And I had to be up at early in the morning. So I was just fucking hauling ass. And then I saw lights. I was like, fuck, I was going fast. So I pulled over and he's like, hey son, you want to go to jail? Like fucking, I was like, no. He's like, well,
should've told him my safe word is pineapple juice.
Yeah. He was just like, I got snacks in my pocket.
Yeah. On a real though, I got snacks in my car.
It was scary though. So yeah, he said, I'm just going to write the ticket so that I don't have to take you to jail. So he wrote it for less. I think I was going faster.
80.
Yeah, he wrote it for less because it was
he wrote it for 102.
It's like exhibition of speed or reckless danger.
Reckless driving, yeah.
I got busted doing
impound your car.
I got busted doing 85 and a 20.
Oh, that's pretty good. Damn.
I didn't even get a ticket though. I have no idea how. Like I mean, I knew the cop's kid. It was back when I was in high school. But I thought, because it's a road that no one drives. Like it was,
right.
Like there's no, it's just a straight long shot, empty fucking road.
Why is it 20?
Why is it 20? Yeah. Like makes no fucking sense.
Well, you know now, because you get a ticket.
Exactly.
Fucking trap.
Yeah. Yeah, I got 3 21 and over speeding tickets in 1 month.
God damn.
In November.
21 and over.
Yeah, 21 miles an hour and over.
Yeah, if you're over 20 miles, that's when it becomes like a danger.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's why he wrote my ticket for less, because he's like, right. Look, I don't want to do the paperwork. It's fucking late. What are you doing? Why are you in such a hurry? I was like, man, I just do my buddy a favor. He's out of gas. I got to work in the morning. I took him a gas can. I'm just trying to get home and go to sleep. He's like, well, do it like under 65. Thanks. Have a nice day. And then that way I was allowed to take traffic school, because otherwise you couldn't even take traffic
right.
school. He's like, yeah. I was young. He was like, this is going to fuck up your record. I'm not doing
I had to go to court, and then the judge can let you do traffic school or not. Like, because I already did a traffic school. Like, not so like, I got a ticket. Well, no, you can.
Really?
You can. Yeah. I had to keep one ticket, but I got 2 of them off. So like the second one, I was able to go to court and go in and like ask the judge, you know, right. Can I do traffic school? I'll pay the full fine, whatever. And he's like, yeah, cool.
Right.
So they set it up where I could do traffic school, even though I had another ticket. And then I got another ticket, and I just had to pay it. Like, so
I think my all time favorite, though, I wasn't driving, but I was in a car. It was myself, my friend Floyd. And there was a third person there, and I can't remember who the third person was, but we got pulled over for speeding,
mm-hmm.
In front of a bowling alley. And probably 2 hours later, we got pulled over for speeding again in a completely different part of town from the same fucking cop.
Oh, shit.
You were driving?
I wasn't driving. Okay. And then that night,
you'd have went to jail because you're black.
There'd be, exactly. There'd been like a big like rumble in the high school that had been building up all week, and the fight was finally going to happen, and it was going to happen in this old abandoned graveyard.
What the fucking movie is?
Everybody went to this graveyard, and it's Michigan. It's in the winter. We drive up there. The fight's going on. The fucking cops come. The cops come up, and everybody just fucking gets in their car and just fucking tears out of there. And Floyd's car gets fucking stuck on a tombstone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And it's the same fucking cop.
And he didn't take you to fucking jail?
He did not.
Wow.
Man.
But Floyd's dad was a fed, so I think he was afraid of
him. Did he stick his head in the car and go like, why are you hanging out with this guy?
Yeah, the third time it was just like I thought more trouble was going to happen the second time. The third time it was just like,
he already knew.
Are you fucking kidding? Like, he's already saw the car, and he was just like, it's these kids again, and now they're stuck on a tombstone at a funeral fight.
at a funeral fight? The funeral home. What is the funeral home brawl of 1987?
We used to sneak out all the time when I was little. Like, little by little, I mean like before I could drive. It was like sophomore year, like was 15 or something. Yeah. And we'd crawl out our window, and we made the fucking like people in the bed with the fucking Ferris Bueller fucking stuff.
It's crazy now because I crawl into your mom's window.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
It's really weird.
Full circle. It's a circle.
And there's still people getting
circled.
Yeah. And you got, pants are coming off. There's extra clothes everywhere. You got to watch out for the other dude crawling out.
I'm taking the toilet paper in because I got to clean up with it.
He makes her call him Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
It's weird.
It's come full circle.
Really weird.
Yeah. That is weird. I don't know what to say to it. But anyways, we had snuck out, and like every time a car would go by, we like dive in the bushes like we're going to get caught by some random person who gives a fuck that there's like 3 teenage kids walking down the street. But we'd like jump into a mud puddle and a fucking thorn patch, like just to get all fucked up. So we're walking and fucking like lights came up. And like, God damn, I'm tired of jumping in bushes. I'm not going to do it. And it was a fucking cop, dude. And she gets out and she's like, hey, what are you guys doing? Why are you out? It's like, oh, we're on our way home right now. But we weren't. We were like on our way to like toilet paper
by
some girl's house or some shit. And so she said, you're
what's
going
in the
home?
Backpack?
Where
snacks.
Do you live? And we're like right there. And she's like, okay. And I was like, fuck, we should have just told her we lived where we were going, not where we're like came from, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, shit.
Then you would have had an escort all the way to the toilet paper.
Yeah. So then we take off and try to do our thing. We like toilet paper house or something. Then we're coming back. And the fucking, we see headlights. I was like, no. Like in a different street, kind of different part of the neighborhood. And I was like, son of a bitch. And it was the fucking cop. She's like, what's up, boys? I thought you lived right there. And I was like, God damn it. She's like, get in the car. And I was like, oh, fuck. So she put us in the backseat of the fucking car.
You didn't run?
She took us home. No, she just took us home. She's like, get out and watched us crawl into my window. She watched me crawl into the bedroom window in the front of the house and then fucking took off.
I got so many helmet tickets to Bill Williams. That was my alias.
Nice.
Because you never carried a wallet.
Oh, when you rode BMX?
Yeah,
like rode
BMX. Yeah, we'd ride all over. So who are you, son? Bill Williams. Like we'd make up names.
Right.
So you'd be like, oh, remember, I'm Bill. Don't call me by my name. Right. So everybody has fake names.
Because how are they going to like
enforce
that?
They just give you a fucking ticket. You tell them some address. I'll fucking Apple Blossom.
Right.
Yeah. You know, fucking, and go away. You know, they check the serial number on your bike. And then fucking, but we used to do fake fights. So like we'd go to the mall and there'd be three of us and we'd have two guys jumping one guy. Right. And
why?
So
what was the purpose in this?
It was fake. It was all fake, but we made it look real.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like we'd start like a rumble or there might be three or four guys beating up one dude and they take your wallet or they take whatever you had and we do it in the mall entrance or like on the sidewalk, like where cars are driving by. People would stop. It's just fun. Like people would stop and then we'd all run. Like, I don't know. We were stupid. We were kids, but it was fun though.
Yeah.
You know who had real fights when they were kids?
Mongolians.
God damn those Mongolians. Someone broke their shitty wall.
I was going to say Spartans.
Spartans?
Yeah.
Them too. Them too. They're kind of like the Mongolians of their area.
Yeah, kind of.
You can't. A wall is not going to stop the Spartans.
No.
Pretty impressive.
They'll kick their babies off of the wall and then attack your town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so, they made like a Darwinian fucking like
instead of
evolutionary
skins.
Move of like throwing babies away after bathing them in wine.
Yeah.
Like it's not like you can as a baby you have any say so. You actually had to be robust for lack of a robust baby.
Yeah,
to
have a robust baby. Yeah. Well, instead of they played football back then. Did you guys see the like reenactment of the Spartan football?
No.
But it wasn't. They didn't play with pig skins, they play with baby skins. Like it was the baby that didn't make it, like baby skin, but it was really smooth, like a baby's bottom, so it would slip all over the place.
Right,
but it was a fun game, more like rugby.
So yeah, so the Spartan thing, I've wanted to do Spartans for a while, and more than anything,
well, we talked about doing it for 300, but then everybody and their fucking grandma was doing Sparta for 300, and
so we didn't do it.
Yeah,
I mean, more than anything, because I don't know a ton about Sparta.
And, yeah, you
I mean,
do.
I obviously knew.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, do
you know a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
You know a lot.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you.
I appreciate it.
I want you.
He just Tony Robbins.
I want everybody out there.
He's empowered you.
Stop putting yourself down and put yourself up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do know a lot about Sparta.
You do. You just studied it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know.
Be the boss of you, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Because if you say, I don't know a lot about it, people just disregard it. But if you just immediately say,
put your hands
I
up,
I know
Dave.
A lot about it.
Put them up. Put
I know hand. A lot about it. We're not on video.
Feel it. You got to feel it, Dave. Go. Let's hear it. How do you feel right now?
Woo! Yeah. I want you to call your boyfriend and break up with him right now.
Tell him no more butt sex. Unless he cuts meat out of his diet.
So, I know a lot about Sparta.
There we go.
And but I was curious to know the differences between, I mean, because I think the introduction that most people have about Sparta is Frank Miller's 300. I mean, that movie, and it's getting a little bit older now, but I still think a lot of people watch it. I think Sparta isn't even on somebody's fucking radar until they see that movie and they're like, oh, Spartans must have been fucking badasses. And I know that.
I think that movie is kind of an underrated movie too. Like, cause if you ask me like, what's your favorite movie? That movie never really comes up, but if you go watch that movie,
you're
it's
like,
actually a fucking
dope.
Really good movie.
The style of cinematography was really cool, but the one thing someone pointed out that ruined it for me, ready everybody, is the blood stuff, like the fake CGI blood.
Yeah, but that
it
was
never
the way...
actually, they never bleed though. Like you see blood and there's never actually like blood
it was
on
planned
anyone.
Out though. But like that was kind of cool.
The thing, I mean, the thing
it's
is,
a comic
was,
book.
It, well, that's the whole thing. It's based on 300 by Frank Miller.
Right.
And it's
graphic
like,
novel,
it's
kinda.
Practically shot for shot, the graphic novel. So, I mean, when blood is spattered,
right.
They're copying the frames of the comic book. So it's really.
Yeah, the style of cinematography, how it was done and everything is super cool.
And then it led to Sin City by Frank Miller, which was a similar.
Kind of the same way.
Similar thing. Like they were just trying to take his very unique visual style and. And I read.
Who's the big guy in Sin City? Marvin or something like that?
Marv
or something?
Marvin the
Martian. My buddy Dane Forst did a giant picture of Marv.
He really?
He's really talented. He painted this fucking picture and he had one of the Boondock Saints. He put it in an art gallery downtown and put like $5,000 on it. He was like, I don't want to sell it. Like, he doesn't want to sell it.
Right.
And yeah, then they called him. They're like, hey, we sold your painting. He's like, what? Wait, what? And he's like, yeah, which one? He's like, the Sin City one. He's like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? Some lady bought it for her husband. He's like, holy shit.
See, that's the thing right there. Like, you saying...
Saying
I know a lot about
exactly.
saying it's worth $5,000. It's exactly. obviously somebody
it's worth five
who
grand.
Painted that.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you know
to
what
him,
I mean.
To him, it's an easy thing. I mean, not easy necessarily. There's work in it, but to him, it's something that I can't do. He takes it for granted. Yeah. You know, and doesn't put value on it necessarily. I'm sure he does now.
It's hard to value your own work. It's right. like you make right. you do production, yeah. you do beats or something, right. you make music or instrumentals, and you say, well, how much is this worth?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
to you saying. This beat's worth $250 might seem outrageous to you, but to somebody else, they can't do that.
Right.
And then like, oh, fuck it, yeah. I'll pay $250 for right. it because right. I need it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and then you're yeah. like, shit, maybe I should charge yeah. 500 your, or 1,000 or, set. Yeah. you know what I mean?
So if I still have the link, I'll post it in the show notes, because I found an article, I found a couple of different articles where it was actually Frank Miller addressing, like people were like trying to call him out on, like, you know, well, this, you know, they dressed like this in the comic book and therefore the movie, but really the Spartans dressed like this. And he's like, no, I know. And they wore this and they wore this and they wore this because of this. And historically they would have done this and they did this. However, that doesn't look good in a comic book. So I took yeah. liberties, and Leonidas was yeah. the only one who did it because I wanted it, like, and he really, like, you can tell he knew his shit
right.
and the differences that were there.
Choice.
Right. They were all artistic choices. And then Zack Snyder, who directed it, was basically just following Frank Miller. But so, and I knew, you know, I know a decent amount about the ancient world, ancient Greece, all that mm-hmm. stuff. But again, Sparta wasn't really my thing. So to really see how badass they were, how ridiculous and
the women, every bit of it. Yeah.
And it's like, and once we start talking about it here and we give details of how fucking crazy their culture was and how hardcore their culture was, it's like, as I kept researching it more, it was really fucking with me, because it's like, it's easy to just dismiss this as like, oh, these ancient people, that's crazy, like, oh, what a weird thing. But it's like, this was thousands of people living this way, mm-hmm. generation after gen, like, to like the, I can't even imagine a city this fucking hardcore.
It made me think about like pre-civilization, like if there was some cataclysmic event and we've started this all over, like the ideology and culture that could be something so yeah. different
yeah.
on Earth that right. we can't even imagine. Like right now we're like, oh yeah, we got cell phones and laptops and we eat fucking Burger King, whatever. But like to think that there could be this like type of civilization right. that has this idea, what could there's, there have been? There,
you know what? And that goes around a lot, like in the movie industry or in shows, you mm-hmm. know, there's shows like 300 or shows mm-hmm. or 100, sorry, the 100.
Right.
There's shows like Into the Badlands. Right, there's shows like right. these are all post-apocalyptic right. worlds
yeah.
that look at the world that, oh, there used to be this civilization there. This was New York, but now it's this, and these right, people are this right. way. There are no guns. There are no, you know, there's a weird, it's all weird. You know what I mean? So
yeah, the societal structure, left? Like what, based what off happen? Of actual need of the time, like, oh, my wife hasn't gotten pregnant. We've been married for a year. This guy's going to fuck her instead.
Right.
You know, that's, right. and that's going to be okay. Cause yeah. I know that she needs to have a baby because we right. need more soldiers because yeah. we're going to fucking die.
And that guy knocks soldiers out. Yeah,
like exactly.
His pecker is a soldier.
Or
lawn.
To the other one, like, oh, my wife's a little weak. That chick just fucking bared five babies and had no problem. Right. She fucking wrestles naked and does yeah. acrobats
I need
in
my
the street.
Seed. Yeah.
I'm going to put my seed in her. I wonder if he's cool with that.
And the other thing that I think about is it's like, if their culture had lasted a little bit longer, what impact would it have had on the world? It's like you think about America and people talk about like how puritanical we are and how religious we are. And that's just from a couple of groups that founded yeah. early in America. And it's like, if the Spartans still existed, what crazy ass fucking Klingon warrior culture.
We could look at other cultures like China and stuff like the militaristic, like the goose yeah. step in crazy Germany.
And like, it's like, and put the whole ahead of yourself
right.
all the time. Like it's just, it's pretty
fucking Japanese
hardcore.
Kamikaze, yeah. you know, that's still, you know, that wasn't that
well,
long
I think,
ago.
I think population has a lot to do with that as far as like putting the whole in front of yourself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like if you want to make it being 5,000 people,
right.
You know what I mean? You have to reproduce and you have to put everybody else in front of yourself. But as far as like now we have so many people,
right.
That if we start putting everybody else in front of ourselves, then it just seems like it's pointless.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But a lot of cultures still do though.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
Yeah. So the word Spartan, like people will talk about, like if someone has like an empty apartment, you'll say, oh, they have really Spartan living quarters.
Is it related to sparse somehow? I thought about that because that's
probably. Yeah. I mean, to say something is Spartan is like there's no frills, there's no comfort. Yeah. It's very basic. And they're from an area called Lacedonia. And I know that the word laconic means someone who doesn't speak much, mm-hmm. and that comes from them as well.
Yeah, their culture.
So, like, their legacy is no one fucking talks, and they're fucking hardcore.
Fight Club.
Yeah, yeah. So some of the details of their culture, right? So there was a strict class system in Sparta. And there were, first off, there were the Spartans, right? And they were the full citizens, full blood Spartans born there. They went through all the fucking rigors of childhood, et cetera. And they were the full citizenry. They were the, you know, people say that this was the first democracy, but it was only a democracy if you were one of the Spartans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you were a Spartan, you had voting rights. You were guaranteed a plot of land,
right.
Like end of discussion. Like you're a Spartan, this is your land, this is your vote, et cetera.
But you were responsible to make that land productive.
Yes.
And then they used the slaves to fucking work the land, gave them half of
right.
it. Yeah.
Right.
And then they still had to donate a portion of what they produced to the whole. They had like a socialism kind of thing, mm-hmm. where everybody donated a portion of their crops to feed the whole of the population.
Right.
But then there was like, what are they, the Helots?
The Helots.
Yeah. They enslaved those motherfuckers and then they would just beat them on the reg. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Annual beatings, regardless of what their behavior
was. Because the thing was
just to remind them, we're the boss. Just keep
sorry, Perry. You're good.
They were
you're
out
good helot.
Yeah, the Spartans were outnumbered by the helots, something like 4-1, 3-1, or 4-1.
Check,
so they had to keep them in check. Mm-hmm. So the, I mean, even to the point that one of the like in the movie, the right of manhood for King Leonidas was he had to go out and kill a wolf. The right of manhood for Spartans to become soldiers was to sneak out of the barracks sometime between the age of 12 and 20 and murder a helot and not get caught.
Right.
Because nice. A, you had to be able to be good enough to sneak past all the soldiers in your barracks. You had to be good enough to murder this fucking person without getting caught on their end. You had to bring back proof that you murdered them to show the other soldiers.
Right.
And then you were fine that you murdered a guy. But if you got caught, you're a fucking piece of shit.
You're not for murdering, though.
No, but because you got caught.
Yeah. Same thing with stealing. They would feed the fucking kids. Like when they're little, they would feed them just barely a fucking enough and encourage them to steal food. And if they got caught, they would be punished for getting caught.
Not because they stole. Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do.
Exactly.
That's how you raise your kids.
Right. So
if you're going to do that, you need to not get caught.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's true.
So the helots or the helots were the slaves. And they were, the Spartans couldn't bother themselves with domestic chores, with farming, with cleaning a house.
Because they were soldiers.
They weren't even allowed
100%. To have like menial work. They weren't allowed to do things like that.
So you would capture slaves in war or whatever. And then they did all of that work for your household. And they would beat them brutally, murder them.
They had like a fucking squad called Cryptia or something like that. And they would fucking go around and their job was to go find any strong male in the Herat fucking like population and kill them just to prevent future uprising.
Yeah.
Like if anyone was like, damn, that kid's pretty fucking strapped.
If they were
right
too
now.
Smart or too strong, they were killed.
It was very Nazi.
Yeah.
Hitler actually,
but it's like
really
opposite.
Liked Spartans.
It's like anti-Nazi. It was like eugenics. Like we're keeping them dumb and like, we're going to be smart and strong.
Right.
They're going to be like, it's
now, Hitler
it's
idolized
crazy.
The Spartan like thought process because they killed babies and they created their own fucking like form of eugenics to,
well, they basically bred themselves.
They improved,
it didn't matter if you're a brother and sister, probably aunt and uncle,
skinny
whatever.
Baby.
This is going to be a perfect matchup.
Right.
It's like the UFC making a fight, but it's porn.
Another yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Another thing that I read that they did was apparently it was very, you were looked down upon if you lost self-control.
Right.
Self-control is like the most important trait for a Spartan.
They didn't want you to berserker.
And you couldn't be drunk in public, all this shit. So they would try to get the helots drunk on purpose to get them all whooped up and doing stupid shit in public so they could kill them in public for being drunk. And they would get them
drunk and stupid.
So the young Spartans saw, if you're drunk and stupid, this is what happens.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fucking hardcore.
They didn't kill them for being drunk and stupid, though. They just lost self-control.
Right.
That's
yes, exactly. Exactly. And then that taught you as a Spartan not to get drunk and stupid and lose self-control. So, keep, and then there was a third class called the Periokoi. And they weren't as bad as the Helots. They were craftsmen and traders. They built weapons. They built armor. So they were...
They had green cards.
Yeah, they had green cards. They were skilled laborers. Like they weren't, you know, the...
They're merchants.
They weren't fuckface peasants.
Exactly.
But they weren't Spartans. Right. But they did things that the Spartans valued, but that the Spartans themselves couldn't bother themselves with. Like a Spartan isn't going to make a sword. A Spartan learns how to use a sword.
Right.
But the guy that makes a sword is important. We don't want one of those fucking piece of shit helots to do it because then they're going to know how to make swords.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll let this guy. So they got an even bigger profit sharing.
They're
and
they middle class.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, when you live in ancient Greece and every fucking city state is trying to annihilate the other city state, when you can like be a craftsman in Sparta, and all you have to do is like mosaic tiles for Spartans, and then you're protected by the Spartan army. That's
yeah, but you want to make a fucking dude, nice mosaic, so, though.
Even though like the Helots and those other guys that are making swords, they traded in silver and gold. Spartan citizens were not supposed to have silver or gold. They kept their monetary system in iron bars because it was heavy and like fucking, they didn't want them to have a mass
carry
of wealth.
On a pocket of iron.
That's fucking awesome.
So that they couldn't amass a wealth or be encouraged to hoard money because it was in iron bars. Like even their fucking money was a test of toughness.
Yeah.
Like that's so cool. It's fucking crazy.
They're so badass. So their political system was weird because they had hereditary kings, mm-hmm. like a lot of ancient peoples do, but they had two of them. So there were two families of kings that existed, and
Hatfield and McCoys.
That's right. But if you were born the son of the king, you would be the next king, but there was another one as well. And they were the high priests of Zeus. They sat on the council of elders. So it's like they were the most important religious people. They were the most important politicians. They were the wealthiest ones. And when we talk a little bit about the crazy shit that all the kids have to go through in order to become a Spartan, the only people that were exempt from doing that were the children of the kings. But I thought that was, I've never heard
because
of
they knew they weren't going to battle.
No, they led every battle.
Oh, they still led every battle.
The kings still had to lead. I mean, in 300, Leonidas was one of the kings.
Oh,
he had to lead the battle. He was the biggest badass.
Yeah, he'd be badass.
They still trained in battle all day, every day. They just didn't have to live in the barracks and get diddled and starved to death.
Spit on for breakfast.
Yeah.
The women were trained to fucking make derogatory comments and belittle the fucking kids to make them mentally tough as well. Just like talk shit to them.
And you're a little dick.
Like the parents intentionally wouldn't get like, oh, the kid's crying. Let him fucking cry.
From infancy, which you read lots of child development stuff that says like a kid will die if you don't fucking like swaddle it or touch it or give it physical contact. But they literally would completely ignore it to not reward the crying factor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those kids have been so well behaved in Walmart.
That's what's wrong with babies. Well, that's what's wrong with like little kids. Babies. Like they'll cry, and then you give them what they want, and then they know, oh, okay, so I cry, and then I get what I want. So if I constantly want you to hold me, I cry, you hold me.
You could walk through Toys R Us with a Spartan baby without a peep and walk right back out.
Exactly.
Nothing would happen.
Yeah.
Actually, their discipline system was so like revered by other cultures that there was a thing such as like outsourcing Spartan nannies.
Yeah.
Like other cultures would hire fucking like, I don't know, nannies, I guess. I can't think of a better term.
The nanny.
Yeah. To like try to rear their children because of the discipline that they would instill in them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But,
you want me to call Spartan nanny?
Exactly.
Is that what you want?
We should make a new show. Yeah.
Spartan nanny. Just fucking just
kicking them into the crazy shit.
Fuck, this is Sparta.
Your problem was you never bathed this child in wine.
Why is she Jamaican? Was that? That was like a Jamaican accent.
It was just a baby.
That was Caribbean.
That was generic old world accent.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's just in the dog bed with the dogs. Just throw some jerky down there and let them fight it out. The dog's all.
So the big thing, the big way that the Spartan children were raised, and I have no idea how to pronounce it, was a system called the Agoge, the Agoge.
Yeah.
It's A-G-O-G-E. So,
I think they said it in the 300 movie. I can't remember.
It's Agog.
We'll call it Agog. So all Spartan citizens did this. It was fully funded by the state. It was their education system. It was their everything system. And it was all about obedience and endurance and self-control and courage and toughness and war. Like it the entire thing was to make you a badass. I don't know. Do you guys remember the movie Soldier with Kurt Russell?
Never saw it.
No, I don't think so.
Fucking great movie. But at the beginning of the movie, it's like all these kids from infancy that are like being reared to be soldiers. And okay. You see like their upbringing and they're whooping each other's asses and they're given no leniency.
They don't know any different.
And they grow up to just be nothing but soldiers. And like, while I was reading this, I was like, holy fuck, that's exactly.
A lot of the stuff that I was based off of. Yeah.
I don't like Kurt Russell. I don't.
You
like
shut
him.
Your mouth.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think how many is with fucking Overboard, Big Trouble in Little China, apparently Soldier, Escape from LA or something.
So like Big Trouble in Little China, like I like that movie. I don't like Kurt Russell. Like there's movies that I like with Kurt Russell that I don't like Kurt Russell. The Hateful Eight made me realize I don't like Kurt Russell.
I couldn't get through The Hateful Eight.
I know. But you do like...
Like Big Trouble Little China.
His character in Big Trouble Little China. And you like Snake Plissken.
No. I don't like...
I've never seen this.
Don't like...
Either.
Kurt Russell.
I don't like his acting.
He's honest, too.
I don't know if I can keep going.
I want to see a cartoon that says it's Kurt Reynolds and it's Kurt Russell. It's Burt Reynolds as Big Trouble in Little China. And then Kurt Russell and Burt Smokey Russell. And the Bandit.
I mean,
shit.
You know what my caller ID is on my cell phone.
Snake Plissken.
That's right.
Yeah, I know that.
Yes.
Mine says Father that. Pigeon. You
but yours is
it,
the
Brad.
Character.
What's yours? Right.
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Brad Taylor.
Well, that's what I was asking Mathis. Earlier. Like, you don't have a problem with Snake Plissken. You have a problem with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Okay. I can deal with that. I can get behind that.
I forget that I changed my shit and says Father Pigeon. Well, it says Pigeon Father, but it's last name first.
Right.
And I call places and they're like, I'm sorry, wait, what is Father Pigeon? And I'm just like, it's a long story. So anyways.
So the
back to punching babies.
Yeah. This is got Brad.
So from birth, they literally bathe them in wine to see if the baby cries and throws a fit from being submerged in fucking alcohol.
Right.
And then at that point, if they think it's tough enough from the wine bath, they present it to the husband and the husband can make a choice as to whether or not it should continue living.
Mm-hmm.
And if he thinks it's puny or scrawny or deformed or anything and is defective in any way, allegedly they threw it off the side of a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they said they like did archaeological digs and they only found like adult human bones where that mountain was allegedly.
Yeah, the stuff that I was reading said that they were more likely to just leave them. They would just leave them in the woods.
Yeah, the coyotes and, them, or wolves and things would eat.
Because I also read that babies. Historically there were a lot of...
check it out though. If you got thrown over, right? Like daddy throws you
and
over.
You crawl back.
And you fucking come back like Mowgli.
Well, no, that was part of it. Because one of the things I read was that they would leave them for exposure and that they would go back to check on the infant. And if the infant was still alive after a certain amount of time, they were like, fuck, we were wrong. This kid's badass. And they would take the kid back in. So that a lot of times they would leave them out to let them die. And if they didn't die, they would take them. And then I also read that a
lot
of times...
If they died, they made footballs out of them.
Those other two slave classes, more often than not, would run into the crying baby and be like, I guess we have another baby.
Right.
You know, because at the time... I mean, you need children anyway. Like, we're running this farm. Hey, it's free Spartan baby.
Hey, it's great.
These things are pretty tough.
Yeah.
Even the rejects are better than what we got.
The helots would... They would rape the Spartan babies, like, just to get back at the Spartan. Spartans.
Gross.
He's angry.
Rough. Why would what?
That's what I didn't make this up.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's all history.
I know a lot about Sparta. Can't help it.
Fact is fact.
So they were taught that the state came first above anything, including your own family, your own needs. The state came first. You weren't
North Korea.
Until the age of seven, you were raised by your parents. Yeah. And on your seventh birthday, you were taken away to this agog thing.
Right.
So they start their military training at age seven. They lived communally in barracks. And like Brent said, they weren't given enough food because they were encouraged to always go out and steal food and fight and get each other's food.
You had to survive.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a big enough badass to take that other kid's food, that's on him.
None of these kids had silver spoons.
They wore a fucking tunic, no matter what the weather was, winter or summer. They're wearing a fucking a sheet wrapped around them.
Yeah, yep. And actually, they earned a piece of clothing every year.
Man.
If they're a house elf, they would be set free if they got a piece of clothing.
That's like a game developer. Yeah, they give
exactly.
You.
Yeah.
If we got a new DLC, you get a cloak.
Exactly. You get a cloak.
They should make sucks.
When do I get more
that
clothes
would be a good
in
video
a year?
Game.
Yeah. Next year, you get a new gun and a cloak.
Next year you get sucks. A diaper.
Yeah.
That would be a cool video game if you started like a Spartan from birth and then you had to train your kid. And then finally, you got older and older. And then finally, you're allowed to go fight in a campaign. You just fucking die. Yeah. You have to start all the way over, though. There's no game save.
Yeah.
That's you have to work on it. When you die, you start back over as a fucking baby Spartan.
Yeah, they got a new piece of clothing every year, starting at year 12. I think they had a baseline of clothes. Mm-hmm. But from year 12, they would be given one item of clothing a year.
Age 10, they had a test to place them as to what they're like categorically in the military, what they were going to do, I guess. And at age 12, they were put into wilderness survival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't given beds. They had to pull reeds out of the river themselves to make beds.
Yeah.
So they had to, otherwise you're sleeping on a hard stone floor until you figure out that if you go fucking crawl around the muddy creek when you're not supposed to and pull reeds out by hand and weave your own bed, mm-hmm. you can sleep on a bed.
I like that. I like that.
They were unbelievably comfortable though. They really were.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. There's a mattress company called Sparta.
Yeah. Unbelievably comfortable.
Sparta mattress.
Yeah.
Unbelievably comfortable.
Made by 300 tough babies.
As I've said before.
Did you make a bed of babies?
I'm not disappointed that Brent said it. I'm disappointed that I found it humorous.
I didn't find it funny. That was fact.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well. Speaking of humorous, that's what the bed frame was built out of. Mm-hmm. Baby humerus bones.
That one didn't.
You don't know that? That's a bone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an anatomy joke.
Okay. I thought it was a fact. Because if it's a joke, it's a bad joke. If it's a fact, it's a cool fact.
I'll say it's a fact. Yeah.
All right. Cool fact.
All right.
Yeah. So the constant training.
I got a secret, guys.
What's your secret?
But you're not going to get an anatomy.
What?
Go ahead.
Wombats.
Yeah. I don't even know where I was. I've been derailed.
Yes. Reed beds.
Reed beds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had to pull
made out of
babies, their own beds.
Babies' humeruses.
Yeah. Oh, they trained naked.
Sparta mattress company.
Including some of the women.
Yeah, men and women. Well, they would just do athletic. Because your fucking jiggly bits are going to get fucking
I'm sure they
flapped.
Tape them up.
I don't think they did.
That's part of the discipline. You got to not get them flapped.
Yeah. You get thwapped. Otherwise, make some fucking reeds.
Yeah, running like, around like, I don't know, man. Yeah. Your junk swinging around and like
wrestling
activities.
In the reeds.
Like running.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
In the tall wheatgrass.
Yeah.
You ever have like rough. Loose shorts
yeah,
and
I think
your underwear have gotten loose
balls.
And you go to stand up and your balls are like still on the seat behind your legs and you're just like, you know, it's a slingshot.
Warm out.
I call that the slingshot. Yeah, your balls stay behind and you stand up.
One.
Like, oh, fuck, your thigh has pulled your balls back.
It snaps back and one goes in your ass.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man. So at 20... once they get through all this shit, they finally become full soldiers.
Yeah.
And you are a full active duty soldier from the time you're 20
so
until
you're
the time you're 60.
60 years old.
I think it's so age 30 crazy. They retire you from battle, but you're in the military till 60.
You're active still.
Yeah.
You're still,
you still
you're in the
shit.
Active reserves.
Right.
Yeah,
and if there
shit.
Was a big battle, you'd still go fight.
To go.
It's not like you weren't going to fight, but you weren't going to
be
front line.
You know what sucks too?
Fodder.
You know the old guys are the front line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like fucking.
I doubt many made it to 60.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
that
so.
That seems old for this time.
Because
yeah.
they were
you know
talking
I mean?
About just the median life expectancy for females was
35.
Was above the other. Yeah. Because like in Athens, it was 35 or something.
Yeah.
But because of their physical activity and physical training and whatnot,
what
the women
ate.
Lived significantly yeah. longer huh. as Spartans. Yeah.
Yeah.
But men lived longer than women back then. If you lived, if it
yeah.
was from natural
if
causes,
lived,
if it
yeah.
wasn't from war.
So once they became soldiers, they were called hoplites. And this was
hoplites.
The name
hoplites
of their...
Hoplites or
hoplites? Hoplites? I like hoplites better, but I think it's hoplites.
I think it's hoplite.
I do too. Now you've convinced me.
They're they're in Magic the Gathering also.
Yeah, hoplites, they are. That's yeah. right. So
could
they...
Could be a hoplite, I guess. I don't know.
They... their general fighting style was, again, accurate in the movie, and it was shield walls.
Right.
And the... But it, and I mean, Vikings use shield walls, different ancient peoples would use shield walls, but apparently no one used them as effectively as the Spartans.
Yeah.
And the comparison that people made were that if you took any, because even the other, Athens or Thebes or any of the other city states also used a similar technique, but they said that it was, It was the difference between giving a Navy SEAL an M16 and a guy who had 10 weeks of training an M16.
Yeah, like, these guys have been training their whole life.
And they knew this is your one job. And you step forward with your right foot and put your spear down 30 degrees. That's all you do. Yeah. That is what you do.
Think about the training. Like, you're not even thinking about this. Like, they do, like, the crazy Russian motherfuckers, live round training. You know they were shooting up arrows into the air, yelling fucking shield wall. Yeah, fucking the guy's got to go. Yeah. And here come the arrows. Yeah. Like, fucking up, fucking Billy's dead.
Yep,
fucking Billy. Caught him in his head.
Dumbass.
Fucking, yeah.
Didn't hold his shield up. Yeah.
I'm going to make a bed out of him.
Yeah.
Just suspend his arms and legs and fucking, that's a hammock right there.
So they had bronze helmets, bronze breastplates, ankle guards, and a big shield made out of bronze and wood. A long spear and a sword, and they had long hair and they had red cloaks. So, I mean, the movie, except for the fact that they didn't have, like, they were all just buffed out, look at my titties.
Right.
Like, in real life, they had breastplates.
That was the motto. Yeah. Look at my titties. This is Sparta. Look at my titties.
Exactly.
They wore those red, the red cloaks to hide blood.
Yeah.
It was literally so that the enemy couldn't see who was bleeding.
Right.
When they were in that, and I guess red was the most expensive dye, so it was like a regal symbol. It was sort of like a, it was a status symbol on top of the fact it was hiding the blood.
And they had, their helmets all had like plumage sticking out the top. So in the movie, I believe King Leonidas was the only one with the plumage, but in the actual, in Sparta,
basically, it was a Spartan fro.
Yeah, it was a Spartan fro. So that was how the men were raised. That was their thing. The women folk were not allowed to be in the military, but they still had more education than any of the other.
And freedom and rights. They owned their own possessions. They handled their own money, including the husband's money, which sort of could have, some say, led to the downfall because so many men died at one point. Like 35% of all wealth and land was owned by females.
Right. Because so, if someone died, the woman inherited everything, which again, was
there wasn't a brother or anyone, because all the guys were just dying.
Well, no, it wasn't even, that wasn't even on the table.
Right.
Like if you were married and you died, your wife inherited everything.
Right.
Which again was odd for back in the day, but they could do athletics.
It was like that with Vikings too, I think.
It might have been.
King died.
There were some similarities because Vikings used to throw the babies overboard and shit. Yeah. Remember that?
A lot of similarities.
Rape the slaves.
But I guess at the end of the day, if you're having a civilization of this tech level devote their entire species to war,
right,
you're going to evolve similar traits.
Yeah, true.
You know, they would wrestle, they would do javelin throwing, the women would, and it was mostly to attract males.
Right.
They wanted to show, look, I'm a fucking badass too. I beat this bitch's ass. I can throw a javelin farther than she can. I'm robust.
Yeah.
You know, and then you would...
I'm robust. Look at my bust.
Exactly. Yeah. So they did everything they could to try to win.
They only had rough sex too.
Oh, I'm sure.
It wasn't like lovemaking. Yeah. Like it was like... If you survive my choking while I'm orgasming.
If you live through the sex.
Yeah, if you live through the sex, you're good to go. Yeah. I went through three this week. I got bodies lined up.
Men and women would both be shamed publicly, constantly, if they delayed getting married, because the whole point is to have more soldiers.
Right.
Like, we need more Spartans. So why the fuck aren't you married and getting it on? And again, like Brent said earlier, if you weren't having children, or if your children were weak, or if you weren't having sons, and Joe up the street was knocking sons out with his fucking sun wand, then he would come and bang your wife because you need sons.
The sun wand.
I saw that too.
I like that.
Unsolicited sun wand paintings. <Yeah. laughs> He just walks up, he's handing out self-portrait of a sun wand.
I'm just saying.
That's the dick pics of the day.
People wonder about the glowing orange crotch. I'm just saying they may be a sun wand involved.
Oh, it lights up. I see what's happening. It's radiant. It's radiant and robust.
It's an both. Orange lightsaber. He gets out of the shower and you just hear.
Yeah.
They didn't have that color. Huh? There's Jedi. Yeah.
It's a rare kyber crystal that makes it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Although you should be able to, because all the colors that make orange do exist.
Mm-hmm.
So you could merge the right kyber crystals to make an orange lightsaber.
I know the lightsabers from Walmart that are blue and red, if you fucking press the button really fast, it'll turn purple because like both lights come on an accident. So
well, then your mace
in that theory, with a real lightsaber, you might be able to do the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was our nerd cul-de-sac for the day. The other thing is, if you were under 30, like you were encouraged to marry right away, but you lived in the barracks until you were 30. So you lived as a soldier in the barracks, and the only time you could have sex, you were expected to have male children as often as possible,
right.
And you could only do it if you could sneak out of the barracks and go have sex with your wife and sneak back in.
Right.
Of course.
So like even sex were holding out. Like if you want to get laid, you fucking sneak your ass out of the barracks. Yeah, if you catch
at that point though, you're finding a way out.
Yeah,
you know
probably.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So should it be tough too? Because then you have to have ninja sex. It's hard to have rough ninja sex.
That's no. You just get out.
Well, once you're out, you're good. Yeah, I would think.
No, I mean at the tent though, you get caught by his little hut or whatever. You know what I mean? Or wherever they're at.
That's true. You do it on the reeds. You already know how to make a bed.
True.
Like that's day one shit.
Just fucking around by the frogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scream. You're choking her.
That's right.
True. If you're doing it right, she can't make noise.
It's over.
So yeah. So
hold her head into the water.
Yeah.
The family stuff. We already talked about the fact that if they were like when they were born, they were bathed in wine, and they were placed at the base of Mount Taygetus for several days for a test that ended with death by exposure or survival. So if your baby seemed like a runt and wasn't going to make the cut, you leave it out there for a couple of days. If you come back and it's still alive, it's a worthy Spartan.
The foxes didn't eat it.
How many of the moms ran out there and saved the baby, though?
I don't think they did. They were probably
they were probably brainwashed.
They're humans, too. Well, you know what I mean?
The dad tried to sneak out. Like, Leo?
Yeah.
Leo, get back here, Leonidas. I know you're sneaking out to check on him. It'll be fine or he won't.
So there were 9,000 lots of land, and they would be awarded one of the lots of land, mm-hmm. if they were there. And,
I'd be like, thanks. This is a lot of land. Thanks. See, that was a parallel to quantity. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of those jokes this episode.
Mm-hmm. I like me. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're the only one.
I'm okay with it.
So that in a nutshell is Spartan culture,
right?
I mean, everything is for the state. You are just as like, you're either a soldier or you're a fuckface peasant of varying degrees.
You said that a lot this episode.
What?
What?
What you just said?
Fuckface peasant?
No. The other thing.
The state?
No, the other thing.
Disruption of flow, for sure.
Orange crotch?
No.
Six cups?
No. He didn't say that.
Did he?
He didn't. He inferred it.
I did infer it.
I think North Korea was trying to do this. Like they were fucking, you know what I mean? It's like the state
Everyone's
is first.
Tried to do it.
Starve them a little bit, but it just didn't work out.
China.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. China does it.
Starve it a lot bit. So then that leads
Koreans aren't as tough.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. They didn't quite, quite cut it.
He's turning yellow.
So there were endless battles. I mean, they were always at war with the other city-states. And from what I read, it was typically multiple city-states against them at a time.
They said that peace was an interruption of war rather than the contrary. Like, not that, like, it was war was the commonplace.
Right.
Yeah, like, war was always happening. And if you had peace at any time, that was the uncommon.
And then eventually when the...
Which speaks a lot, because if they were always at war and they always maintained a consistent amount of people...
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it takes 20 years to make a new soldier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So they put a lot of work into their soldiers, stayed at war and didn't lose a whole lot of people.
Right.
Pretty amazing.
The biggest challenges came with when the Persian Empire was starting to invade Greece. And this is what
there's a lot more of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking ton of them.
It's because they had big 80s gold hoop earrings and
they
elephants.
Did, yeah,
you can't fight with that.
Well, the thing is, at the end of the day, Greece was still a bunch of independent city states that were at war with each other or allies with each other, but they were all their own independent countries, basically. And when you deal with Persia, you've literally got millions of people all under one emperor. So you can mobilize this army without having to figure out what other cities are coming and all that. It's just
like, shit, they just wrecked this town over here.
Exactly.
Like, now they're coming over here. Yeah. You're not banding together at this point.
I say the movie's depiction of that supernatural-esque character of the Persian emperor guy.
Super tall,
pretty
crazy,
fucking
lanky.
Cool.
It was
strange, alien.
Like there was obviously, I mean, everything I read.
Not even
was
human, you know?
Not even anywhere remotely similar
to what they look like.
To what he looked like, but it's fucking badass.
He was really short in real life.
He actually was. He was really short with a fucking long beard and long hair.
He wore a lot of jewelry and tried to sell you cars.
Yeah. Look at this 1982 BMW i300.
And that was Xerxes. But so the Battle of Thermopylae, which is what takes place in 300, in the hot gates, as they
have you seen
call
have
it.
You seen Blended?
No.
You haven't watched Blended yet? Have you seen it yet?
What's that?
Blended. Adam Sandler, Terry Crews.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Barrymore. You have to watch it. It's good.
Damn, how many Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movies are there?
A lot.
They're banging on the side. They're cheating on
the good movie too. It's a good movie. It's one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. Yeah.
Is it a Netflix one?
I believe it's on Netflix probably. Yeah. All his movies are Happy Gilmore on there now. Well, lately, since he did the deal with Netflix, his movies got put on there.
Right. So under Xerxes I, the Persian army moved through Greece multiple times. Actually, the Battle of Thermopylae was the fifth incursion into Greece. And it was the one that people took the most seriously because he showed up with the most people. And apparently the biggest threat wasn't just that he had a massive army. The army was moving in lockstep.
It was the million man massive, army or whatever. Yeah, like the,
with a massive navy as well. So there was a huge navy, the biggest navy in the area and the biggest army in the area marching next to the navy. So they come storming in and I think it was the historian Herodotus, apparently witnessed the Battle of Thermopylae, and he was the one who said there were a million Persians.
Right.
And most historians say that's bullshit. There weren't a million.
100,000, 150,000.
I'm reading like 150,000 to 300,000 are more accurate.
As opposed to 7,000.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah. And that's the typical number. Because even though they say 300, right, Spartans, at the end of the day, from what I read, is that was probably an accurate number, is that there were 300 Spartans. But there were thousands of people from Sparta because some of the hoplites.
Each of them had a servant.
They all brought servants who were soldiers as well.
Servant, yeah. They're carrying their food and like helping feed them and do.
But
their,
the actual and fight as well. I mean, they were still soldiers that would get in line. But as far as they only brought 300 Navy SEALs, basically, is what it comes down to.
And two of them, I guess, out of the 300 that were left, lived or something. One guy, like they depict him in the movie, he has like an eye, like he was dealing with an eye infection or something.
Right.
And so like he didn't. There was another guy who was a messenger, and he like took off to go deliver a message. The other guy didn't follow, so he missed the battle. And when he returned as the only living person from the battle or something, he was hailed as a coward, and they fucking like shun the shit out of you if you didn't fucking die in battle. Because wives would hand you your sword or your shield,
it's your last.
It was like with you or with it or on it or something. It was like, it was something where it's either you'll come back with this shield or you'll come back on this shield.
Because they'll carry
your body. Only way you can come back is holding this shield or on the shield. But it was kind of just like a cool saying. They actually buried them.
And apparently a lot of those sayings, from what I read, according to Herodotus, who wrote the account, like these are things that were actually said.
Right.
Like when they talked about the fact that the Persian army was famous for their archers and that they had thousands of archers, and which is true. That's how they won all their battles, because they had a huge navy and they had unbelievable archery. And when they sent someone up to say, you better surrender or we're going to, all these archers are going to fire arrows at you. King Leonidas did actually say, then we'll fight in the shade.
Right.
Like, because he was a fucking badass.
Can you imagine 1,000 arrows, dude? I don't care what kind of shield you got above your head. You're just ducked into that motherfucker. Just raining death on you.
Awful.
Like a fucking porcupine. Yeah. On that fucking shit. It's all.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, they end up getting there, and the King Leonidas basically says, wow, there's a shit ton of these guys, and they know exactly where to hold them off because there's only one big pass through the mountains, and it's what they call the hot gates because it's a bunch of sulfur springs and so forth in the mountains. So they make
bottleneck them, which is what you want to do.
Right. Yeah. And they make a stand there and hold them off. And
Persians hate the smell of farts, too.
That's true.
It smells like sulfur there.
They do. Yeah. And they hold them off for quite a while. One of the things that I read, another historian that saw it said that they sang a war song and that the Spartan army officers their lines together.
Do you know the song?
No.
It was John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith. That's my name too. You know that song?
That's intimidating. Yeah. That's some intimidating shit.
Yeah, especially when you get the loud part.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get the chills just thinking about that.
That's the best war song you can have.
Yeah. So apparently the king would start to sing a song standing in front, and then everybody else would sing along as they moved forward, like marching to the beat of the song, and pipers would play. And
pipers piping.
Exactly. they would do so.
The fuck is that from? Pipers piping, like a Christmas thing?
No, that's Danny Boy. Yeah. Danny Boy.
Three pipers piping. Is that what you're?
I don't know.
Three pipers piping. Tree. Yeah, three Persians in a pear tree. that what it was?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
On the first day this. Of Christmas, my true love gave to me one Spartan baby.
I was going to say, Ga'i de shodi, Ga'i de shodam. Actually, that's the only, I know some Persian, and that means like, fuck you or fuck me or some
no,
shit.
It doesn't.
See what someone says. No, we'll find out.
Yeah.
What is it?
I worked at a car lot.
I'm half like Persian.
Yeah?
I have pointy shoes on right now.
Pointy shoes on.
And a gold necklace.
Your chest is, you just have fucking have super hairy, hairy arms.
Yeah. I have more hair on my shoulders than I do on my head.
That's true.
I use hair and shoulders shampoo.
Hair and shoulders.
The other
shoulder dandruff.
The other thing that I thought was a trip that was accurate-ish is in the movie there's the Immortals, mm-hmm. which are the Persian super squad, right. basically.
Yep.
And in the movie they're dressed in like black or like dark blue or black cloaks, mm-hmm. and they have like those silver masks mm-hmm. on. And apparently that part isn't true, because apparently they were the flashiest of the Persian army. Right. Everything was gold. Everything was like made out of gold, covered in gold. They were like the flashiest.
They've kept with tradition.
Richest.
They've all handed
gold,
that down.
All gold, exactly. Everything. Yeah. Trinidad James. Yeah.
And apparently they were called the Immortals because the king, Xerxes, kept the number permanently at 10,000 people. So if you sent the Immortals in and they got their asses kicked and 1,800 of them died, you immediately promoted 1,800 more Immortals, gave them a shitload of gold and threw them into that. So
right.
whenever the Immortals showed up, you knew you were fighting 10,000, and they were trained better and fed better and given more treasure. So they were pretty much the badasses,
yeah.
but they still weren't as badass as the Spartans.
Apparently.
Although they did ultimately, and again, this is true from the movie, etc. There was another secret pass that a shepherd told the King Xerxes about, and the Immortals ended up flanking
right.
the Greek army, and basically the Spartans, the 300 Spartans, finally stayed and took a stand and sent everybody else back. They didn't want the entire army to be decimated.
Right.
So those 300 stayed back to hold off 300,000 people in the hot gates so that the rest of the army could retreat. Everybody could be told this is coming, you know, because there were multiple city states that were all right. there involved. So these 300 badasses, they even sent their slaves home. They were like, it's just us.
Yeah.
We got this. We're just buying right. you time.
You could say that each Spartan man was probably 10 of the Persian armies.
Probably.
You know? But there's still way more
the Persian deaths. No,
way more Persian army.
Oh, just radically,
Spartans, yeah.
radically. Yeah.
Yeah. If they had like 30,000, it'd probably have been a closer war with the 300.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
but 300,000. Like
yeah.
that's.
Yeah. But keep in mind. So I mean,
number.
Even if the lowest number that I read, which was 125,000 Persian soldiers,
right.
Against 300.
Well, the largest number at the peak of the battle was 7,000 Greeks.
Still.
That's ridiculous.
I think there would be a pile. Jesus, there would be
there was.
Piles of bodies.
Yeah, that's what the historians talk about. There were piles.
They would have to climb over them to get to the Spartans while
and,
they kill you.
You could build a wall.
Like, and the Spartans,
they had Spartan,
the Spartan
Trump.
King did
Spartan
it.
Trump
I mean, they
there.
Used it as a tactic. They yeah. knew they were going to be leaving a wall of corpses. So they maneuvered and did strategic withdrawals. They would act like they were retreating
right.
just to get more Persians to come into a worse part and have to stumble over the bodies of their own dead, which would A, break their morale
yeah.
and B, now they're stuck yeah. on bodies of dead, you know,
they're climbing over a pile.
So they yeah. kept doing it on purpose, and then they would fucking level out another row. Fucking
yeah. like,
unbelievable. So, and again, the, like everything that you read is just the level of training, the tactics that were involved, the discipline, the strength of the Spartan soldiers. There was just, I mean, every wave that
end,
came
in the end, there just wasn't enough of them.
Right.
If there were 3,000 right. Spartans, like actual Spartans instead of 300, like you, I mean, there could have been a different outcome.
And here's the crazy thing.
That's the difference.
Here's the crazy thing is that one of the things that I read said that Sparta had upwards of 20,000 Spartan soldiers,
right.
like full on soldiers,
mm-hmm.
but they only sent 300 because of two things. One, the Olympics.
They're busy competing.
And two, there was a holiday.
Huh.
And they took both of those things remarkably seriously. So one of the kings went instead of both.
Right.
And they only took 300 people because it was it was religious importance to send people to the Olympics. So some of their best were going to compete in the Olympics. Like this was like the 300 that were there weren't even the good ones. Like they were all at the Olympics. And then a lot of the rest of them, they, apparently there was a huge debate among the council because they wanted to send more men. But at the end of the day, they were like, but there's a holiday. There's a holy day for Zeus.
Right.
Like we can't,
yeah,
fucking,
you can't
like,
fuck that
we
up.
Can't fuck that up. Like,
I wonder so if that was just, strategy by the Persians. Like if they knew like, hey, they're going to be
maybe.
At the Olympics.
I don't know. But yeah, so apparently there would have been a shit ton of them except the Olympics and a holy day. And they were like, nope, this is all we're sending because we're not fucking those two things up.
Hmm. Which is crazy. Got priorities, you know?
Exactly. So, but you have to think about it. At the end of the day, the rest of Sparta was fine and they all got to have their holiday and go to the Olympics. Right. And then 300 of them died to make sure that the holiday and the Olympics went on without a hitch. Like that's thinking of the state.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. So
I don't kill people on Christmas. I mean, it's just a general rule. It's a, that's like a family thing though. We do the white elephant thing too.
I kill the most people on Christmas.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see like the meme?
It's the culmination of my reign of terror.
Did you see the meme of Bob Ross? If Bob Ross was a serial killer and he was painting all the places he hid the bodies.
Oh, he's like little trees and shit. Like,
well, I have to say, like just his scenes was where he hid the last body.
I've been,
that was pretty good. I thought that was funny.
Surfing through the kids section of Netflix before, which until several months ago was the bane of my existence because I would go to log into Netflix and it's like, do you want Dave or kids? And I'm like, I fucking want Dave. Yeah. Holy shit. But now it's like kids, please.
Yeah.
And, but one of the things that shows up in kids is Bob Ross. There's like whole like little mini seasons of theme and so forth. And
I had my kids watching Bob Ross.
I've started to play him for Vaughn, who turns 9 months old in a couple of days, and he's just fucking mesmerized. The painting that's happening on the canvas, the voice.
The afro.
Like the afro. And then he, and I totally forgot about this part of Bob Ross because I remember this as a kid. Like all of a sudden he'd be in the middle of it and he'd say, so while I'm filling in this sky, what I want to do is take you to some video footage of some special friends I've recently had in my home. So I think it'll explain itself if you see this video of my very special friends. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts to him with three baby squirrels.
Oh, I don't remember anything like that.
This motherfucker was on LSD. Yeah.
You can see these baby squirrels. They're, you know, what I have here is just your typical eyedropper, and I've had to rig up a nipple that I feed them milk in, and you can see these little rascals can eat milk all day.
How about Pee Wee Herman, Bob Ross, and Mr. Rogers in a ring? Everyone for themselves. Who's left standing?
Pee Wee Herman. Who's left standing? Because Pee Wee Herman didn't have fucking morals.
He's nut. He's fucking. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Pee Wee's out. Just Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd stab Mr. Rogers in the eyeball with a paintbrush.
Yeah. You see how he cleans his paintbrushes? Yeah. He's a fucking terror.
Yeah.
That he fucking thwacks him. Yeah.
fucking Mr. Rogers getting slapped around by a 3-inch wide paintbrush.
Yeah, no, I was hoping you guys were going to be stuck so you could pull out powers from the box.
Oh, sorry. That could decide.
Well,
that could decide.
Okay. We have Bob Ross versus
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. That one.
That's what I was going for, but you guys were like pretty matter of fact.
Well, Pee Wee's just, I mean, that's a done deal.
Yeah.
I'm willing to have a debate between Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers.
All right, so
we're pulling out the cards from Super Fight.
Actually, let me pull out a couple because
Superpowers.
Yeah, let's see here. So Bob Ross, Mr. Rogers. We'll just do this right here. So
who am I?
I don't know. Just the first one's Bob Ross. So okay, Bob
the
Ross.
First one's Bob Ross. Bob Ross. Has two peg legs.
Damn it.
And Mr. Rogers is distracted by shiny things.
Of course.
Dude. Yeah. So fucking Bob Ross wins.
Bob Ross wins.
Bob Ross wins.
He's got his fucking shiny paintbrushes.
Plus,
he can now clean his paintbrushes on his own
wooden
legs.
And fucking Mr. Rogers would get curb stomped with a fucking peg leg. Mm-hmm. That would hurt even worse.
Yeah, when the box is spoken, you can't argue with it anyway. So like, no, you guys were right, and the box just
the box. Yeah, the box. They would have let us know. It's like a Ouija board. You know, yes or no.
Yep.
So yeah.
So yeah, so Spartans were badass. The movie was surprisingly accurate. The things that were different were really artistic license.
We could test that theory. Spartans versus Persians.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so Spartans.
So we do an entire army.
Spartans have the ability of
Spartans have eczema on their elbows.
They literally wear beer goggles.
Okay.
The Persians
have no legs.
Oh shit. Man, but they're archers though.
They're archers though.
So yeah, you're so right. Persians so, win.
You know, the Persians still win.
Yeah, fuck, beer goggles, it's hard to dodge dodge an arrow.
Yeah. They couldn't see the arrows coming.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
They thought the immortals were hot.
Yeah. They thought they were in a group.
Because you know what Dave did skip actually. I forgot they were all fucking each other like super openly homosexuals. Yeah, we did, yeah. So like
as that's
young,
part of that
yeah.
whole that
yeah,
whole
the young boys thing. Would find a mentor. And then an older accomplished male was a rite of passage to becoming a man. To the point that during marriage, did you read this? Mm-hmm. During marriage, they did a ceremony where a bridesmaid would steal the woman they called him a fucking bride's groom or something. They had a weird word for him. But so they would steal a woman, shave her head, and put her in a man's cloak, and then lay her in the dark on a bed. And they said that was because they were so unfamiliar with the anatomy of a woman, they would not be able to consummate the marriage. They had to make them manlike and boylike by shaving their wife's head and putting them in a men's cloak in the dark. And then the guy wasn't allowed to drink because he might be impotent. And so he had to be completely sober so he
impotent
could still get it
impotent?
Up. No, it was impotent. He can't come.
Well, the king was very impotent.
Yeah, he was impotent. He was the most impotent guy I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty impotent around my parts. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the boss of my work. There's only one employee, but I feel impotent.
Yeah.
Or impotent, probably. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm visualizing a paragraph from the fucking thing
that
I read.
Impotent.
That's probably impotent. So, which is, there's an important difference between the two.
There
one
is.
Of them, one of them you can get hard,
you put the wrong syllable on the wrong syllable.
The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. They had to make them look like a boy so they could get it up and make sure that they weren't drunk in any way because they might still not be able to maintain.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
Henry, that's why you weren't having any babies. Exactly. You're sticking in the arse.
Yeah. That's the wrong hole, sir.
Wow.
They have another hole on these ones. Yeah. These ones have another hole. These ones,
they had to use clay to paste up their buttholes.
Yeah.
So the, oh man.
All right. Is it sponsor time?
It sure. is.
I have a prize.
This is sponsors.
This is sponsors. Todd Werner is going to get a t-shirt for sharing on Facebook. He shared our audio clip from Skinwalkers.
Tom Werner.
Tom Werner. Yeah. So he has been contacted. I know where you live now, bitch, but I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to send you a t-shirt.
No, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, Brad might kill you if he gets to the addresses. I try to keep him under lock and key, but he's smart. I don't know if I can keep him from it. All I can say is get your t-shirt and run. Brad's coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor. And you can get it at most major grocery stores. They have it at Walmart, Target, places such as that, little Mexican restaurants. We need some fucking participation. Was that true? There was only two fucking things on there?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking change the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what we should do? Whoever won, if it was really Jeanette Rickard.
That picture you showed me was the one she posted.
So you know what we got to do?
So.
Extreme fucking prize. Because they won't know what's coming. It could just be fucking stickers and some hot sauce, but there could be a crazy fucking prize coming.
That's true.
For participating, and you bitches are being like, I looked at it, it went through my feed, I can't click like on it, I can't comment. You know what I mean? We do a lot for you. Support us. We got to make the fucking sponsor feel like you guys are engaging. You guys have two fucking comments. You missed out. Jeanette's getting something really cool if it was her.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing is too, like, we're not griping about, you know, sponsors or money or anything, but if you're not supporting us on Patreon, you know, to help the show, the other way you can help us without, you know, giving any of your hard earned money is not only do we give you prizes for participating in these little stupid things of sharing posts and whatnot, but sharing those helps us out tremendously.
Massively, yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it might help somebody find us. It might help our sponsors know that we're doing something for them. So yeah, so please share the post. Even if you don't have anything to post, share the post. Because I might just go in there and saw you shared the post and you win the prize.
Right.
So you want some shirts, you want some sunglasses, you want a barbecue, you know, you want a new Mastercraft boat that could, you know, It might be in a blow up and it might be small, but
sure,
it's there.
All right. So one of our other sponsors is PrintDirtCheap.com. We actually have a prize winner. You're going to get a sticker pack from Print Dirt Cheap for sharing on Twitter. And that was Paula Kimes, K-I-M-E-S.
Paula Abdul.
And I also know where you live, Paula. Dave's coming for you. I'm just sending you stickers.
Yeah.
You can't hide very good, though. If you see a glowing orange bush,
you have to hang meat around your door frames
to keep them
and
away.
Your windows.
That's right.
Yeah. That's how you keep a vegan away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can't pass through the meat.
Can't pass the threshold.
He can't pass the meat threshold.
Even if he's invited. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. That is our t-shirt sponsor. We have a new t-shirt in the works right now. Screens are done and we're doing a test print right now. So that's going to be coming up pretty soon. And thank you to Digital Creations. We sell coffee mugs made by Digital Creations on our website at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. Getting super close. I know I fucking said it a million times, but those cards are going out. There's lots of stuff surrounding
the logistics.
He keeps saying
it. He's trying to hold himself accountable for it.
Well, no, I have like 100 of them made, but they're hand fucking made. And there's fun stuff happening around the cards. And just logistically, it's fairly involved. Man-made. So I don't want to send them out until some things are in place.
They're
so
woven like Spartan beds.
I wove them out of reeds. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And potent reads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, that's that. And another winner.
That's it.
You got social media.
Mm-hmm. So we did a unsuccessful hot box on Reddit. Actually, how many posts are on Reddit?
There was more because one of them spawned that post. That was the reason they said, I wish I could post. I don't have Facebook. I'm on Reddit. I wish you could win prizes on Reddit.
Right.
And I said, fine. Hot box is going to be on Reddit this time.
So, how many posts were on there? How many comments?
I didn't see. I handed it to Dave because I don't navigate
Reddit. I might have just been post shaming everybody if they didn't post on our Facebook page if they posted on there. But anyway,
and I can't. Nonetheless, check I haven't set up my app yet.
Check us out on Reddit. It's the Reddit subreddit.
Yes,
r/SofaKingPodcast. You can check us out Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also at Sofa King Podcast. Personal Instagrams at Sofa King Brent, Brad, and Dave. Check out the Captainist_SK Quotes. Sofa King Podcast Art Unofficial. And check out Hilgenfeld, who often does giveaways on his page. Or I guess, what is it? What does he do? Commissions.
Yeah.
Well, he does commissions, but he also does giveaways and stuff. So
yeah, he does. And he does.
Check him out.
Sale commissions.
He does. Commission sale. Yeah. For like $25 or something. Yeah. So, really, really great artist, really good guy. Trying to support his family doing freelance stuff. So check him out. Also go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast and donate to the show. Keep it going. We appreciate everything that all of the patrons are doing. You guys work hard and we try and work hard for you guys. So, go there, check it out. In song is High Powered by DJ Skiz. Don't be a retard.
On them, spray on them, the Mac one level. Similar to T-Roy, cause Jack won trouble. It's the rap, Mr. Slate, y'all niggas is Barney Rubble. Back pushing weight, my competition in trouble. 36 ounces and a lyrical crack. White coupe, miracle whip. My bitch call me Miracle Jack, cause I make bullets disappear in they back. First they was standing right there, now they back where they was in the first place. Told them step into the AM like third base. Before they family members be searching for them. It's Frostman, we either warring or you working for them. Take your pick, nigga. Hepatitis when I spit my shit sick, nigga. Don't let me get the coughing and sneezing. Spreading my germs, get the coffins, I'm squeezing. Two bodies in one, the double barrel is my favorite. It's like it's two shotties in one. Double the Teflon, two goddies in one. My man for the double homie, two bodies in one. That's what the dough do. The way you nod in your head, that's what that flow do. Nigga, I show you how to step your flow up, how to get your dough up. You still showing off a belt buckle, nigga, grow up.
I don't really play with these niggas like that. Brody, I'ma bang on these niggas like that. Empty out the stain on these niggas like that. Respect on my name, gang gang like that. I don't really play with these niggas like that. Brody, I'ma bang on these niggas like that. Empty out the stain on these niggas like that. Respect on my name, gang gang like that.
These are the words from the general. Shooters that move pharmaceuticals and medicals. Yeah. Banging with the gunners, turn you to a vegetable. Yeah. I'm sitting between them numbers like a decimal. Brownsville is in my DNA. Too hard for the motherfucking VMAs. I put fear in them. These niggas rapping like aliens. Till I run up on you and give your face a cesarean. See, I'm a different dude. I ain't here to teach your kids. I'm here to beat your kids. Sit them where the bleachers is. They got them rocking pom poms for the thong on. I'ma beat them with the strong arm until the song gone. Never been afraid to get my hands dirty. Cause where I'm from, niggas really make it past 30. And that means I'm the right nigga to spit it. I done did it. And where the fuck else you gon' get it?
Like that. I don't really play with these niggas like that. Brody, I'ma bang on these niggas like that. Empty out the stain on these niggas like that. Respect on my name, gang gang like that. I don't really play with these niggas like that. Brody, I'ma bang on these niggas like that. Empty out the stain on these niggas like that. Respect on my name, gang gang like that.
It's a Remington, it's nothing you could do to defend. And if I have to do it, homie, I will do it again. I'm a torchbearer, money, I'm a ruler of men. This a modified AK, shoot through the deck. It's hell here, Aki, you should never bring your shorty round. I'm Doughboy, homie, see, I never put the 40 down. It's money, Dunny, I'm chasing a bag and I roll. I will bust a motherfucking head, that's on my soul. You don't do nothing, you say that you do. That's word to Allah, Aki, all praises is due. This is Dookie Road, big gold cable, it's new. And I be doing shit that most of y'all unable to do. These bullets ain't bigots, they ain't racial. Brother killed brother, was Cain to betray Abel. Listen, homie, take the bass out your tone. I can tell you pussy from the conversation alone.
Like that, I don't really play with these niggas like that. Brody, I'ma bang on these niggas like that. Empty out the stain on these niggas like that. Respect on my name, gang gang like that. I don't really play with these niggas like that. Brody, I'ma bang on these niggas like that. Empty out the stain on these niggas like that. Respect on my name, gang gang like that.